This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. You took me to the sky. I've never been so high. You were my fear. You were my friends. You were my hope. Baby, you were my smoke. You dropped the bomb. You dropped the bomb on me. Baby, you dropped the bomb on me.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Hockey Bob, since Jordan gave up two goals last night, and surely his confidence has to be low. Berube needs to start Jake versus Dallas tomorrow night. Hashtag sarcasm. Yeah, I think next time we'll see Jake will be probably Saturday. It's a Saturday-Sunday situation, and they'll give Jake one of the starts. Imagine that. You have a shutout. You can't play for another week. That's how good the Blues goalie situation is. What do you think about the Paul Goldschmidt thing? Should he listen to the union, or should he, if he likes his situation here, take $125 million inside, or should he be pressured by the union to test free agency?
Well, I don't necessarily think he can. You should. I mean, he should get what he's worth. How about?
Yeah,
which doesn't,
absolutely.
Which means he could get that here, but that doesn't mean that he should take a discount or not try to get what he's worth, which might require him to go and hit the market and just field other offers and then come back to St. Louis and say, hey, I want to stay, but this is what it will cost.
That's completely fair. But if in June he likes it here and they're offering a boatload of money and he can be the first baseman in this baseball town, forget, you know, oh, I'll be the union. Let me tell you something. These people, they're like the union is like, you know, the IBEW or the construction workers. The average salary for a Major League Baseball player is 4.38. And believe me, I'm not like saying 4.38 million. I'm not saying they don't deserve it because there's money. It's crazy money. But the union of Major League Baseball is a little bit different than the hardworking unions we have here in St. Louis.
Well, that's fine. But, I mean, you can't compare the unions, and because obviously baseball players are going to make more than a construction worker or someone who works behind a camera on television. What is important, though, to remember is that salaries in baseball are on pace to go down, or at least the average salary is on pace to go down payroll size for the second straight year, which hasn't happened in 15 years. And that's what's going to be on the union's mind. And as Paul Goldschmidt, who is very much involved in the union, that's going to be on his mind as well. And if you're Paul and you're thinking, I can set the market, that might be on his mind.
I think if you're Paul, if you love the city and they're offering you a lot of money, you take care of your family and you do what's best.
Well, I mean, you can love another city too. We're not that unique. You can learn to love other cities also.
And for Paul,
baseball-wise, we have a pretty nice package to put together.
Goldschmidt will never admit it, but I think we can all agree. I think he made a mistake taking that contract without initially testing free agency to begin with.
Yeah.
And I think
now
him
he
and
signed it before. They gave him that. He got that guarantee because who knew he was going to be this great for this long?
Agree, but I think there's a 100% chance he tests free agency. I don't think there's any way he signed the contract midway through the year.
Well, I don't think it's 100% chance.
Charlie just walked in. You owe me a milkshake, and I owe you a milkshake.
You do,
yes. So we could go double or nothing.
Hey.
Okay, Charlie, you in on this? Do you think Goldschmidt signs with the Cardinals?
Oh, man. I think there's a decent chance of that.
If you had to bet a milkshake, would you bet yes or no?
And we'll see. This is very tough. I'm going to say no.
All right. I got a milkshake with you on that. Milkshake with you. And Brian?
I don't think he will, yeah.
Is the question, does he go to free agency or does he stay with the Cardinals?
Yes, stay with the Cardinals.
I think he stays with the Cardinals.
That's different.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think he stays. Boy, I think the Cardinals might. I think this goes similar to the way Holiday went. I think he does hit the market, and he fields other offers, but I think the Cardinals.
Holiday did go to the market.
No, he did.
Yeah, before he got the 121.
Yeah, I think it goes that way. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Knowing Goldschmidt's track record, has a great career, injury-free. If he hits 30-90 or 30-100, if I'm Paul Goldschmidt's agent, I'm telling him, hit free agency and get the max value.
And what if Paul Goldschmidt, this guy who grew up in the Houston area,
Houston's the one that scares you.
You heard in the offseason that Houston was interested. It's basically the one position that they don't have a superstar in the infield. If you're Paul Goldschmidt thinking back into my career, I can also DH a little bit. They won a World Series in the last couple years. That would be the one team that scares me. And maybe Paul Goldschmidt wants to end his career close to home. That's the answer. That's the question I guess we don't know the answer to.
All right, Chuck is here. We'll take our break. We'll come back in the 11 o'clock hour. We got a lot to discuss. Dr. Rick Lehman's going to join us at 11:20, and we're going to get into why would anybody want to run a freaking marathon like my daughter? We'll be right back.